And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello and welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Greg. You just heard Career Suicide with their song Quarantined, and that's sort of setting the tone for this show, which is going to be about the state of the world at this moment in time during the coronavirus, the COVID-19 that is currently enveloping the entire world. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, it's something you're thinking about right now. I would encourage people to heed the warnings about safety and hygiene, about staying inside, not infecting other people, not having large gatherings such as huge punk shows or fests or anything like that. Just stay the away from people and just do everything you can so we can just get past this, hopefully. Our whole world is going to change. Everything's going to be all f***ed up. But we got to get through this and get past this. And I'm playing these songs today, not to make light of anything, but just sort of to shed a light on all the bands that have been talking about things like this for the entirety of punk. And all the songs you're going to hear today were all requests from different friends around the country, and I'm not going to say who requested which ones, but later on in the show I'll just read a list of names of the people who helped me compile songs for this show. It's greatly appreciated. First up in this next set, we're going to have Poison Girls with the song Crisis.
Hell! just another day. Are they emptying the rubbish? Have the kids gone out to play? Are you waiting while the bar fills up? Watching while they read the papers? Read the headlines over breakfast. Red lines, deadlines, has the milk up? Is it time to have a crisis? Is it safe to go out shopping? Crisis, crisis, panic buying. Water dripping on the carpet. No more, no more, just another day. While they read the papers, have the shops run out of rubbish? Is it time to have a crisis? Still the beat? Take your clothes off, can you stand it if I touch you? Watching while they read the papers, water dripping on the carpet. Can I say no? Will he hit me? Blaster falling from the ceiling. Can you stand it if I touch you? Break the ice, burn the house down. No more, no more, just another. Outside the toilet, water dripping on the carpet. Leave the kids outside the local. Strangers tapping at the window. Is it time to have a crisis? Watching while they read the papers. Peel the onion, ask no questions. Hit the baby, stop it screaming. Can you stand it if I touch you? Break the ice, burn the house down. Break the ice, burn the house down. No more.
No more.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name's Greg. You just heard The Comes with their song Panic. Before that was The Weirdos with Solitary Confinement. Before that was Long Knife from Portland with their song Exile. Before that one was Talk is Poison, an old Oakland hardcore band, with their song Isolation. Before that was Iron Lung with the song Non-Contact Visit. Before that was Artemis Pyle, an old San Francisco hardcore band, San Francisco, Seattle, and Milwaukee somehow, with their song You'll Never Have to Leave Home Again. And starting off the set was Poison Girls with Crisis. We're going to keep it moving here with songs about sickness. What a bummer. This is by the Subhumans. The song is called Germ.
Say. Days and 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 days
Welcome back to the Maximum Bunker. That was Dead Kennedys with the first song off of their album Plastic Surgery Disasters. The song was called Government Flu. Before that was VX Gas Attack from Portland off of their tape from a few years ago, which is awesome. You should check it out. It's online. Maybe they still have tapes too. But that song was called 7 Billion. Before that was Oakland's Just Busted off of their only release, a cassette that they released a few years ago. The song was called The Infection. Before that was Satan's Rats with You Make Me Sick. Before that one was SOA with Disease. And starting off the set was Subhumans with Germ. At this moment, I would like to give a shout out to all the friends around the country who made requests for this show. That would include Spencer Cooper out in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Robert Collins from just a few miles away, Aaron Yankee up in Portland, Oregon, Sissy, who's also in Portland, John Cortland, who's right down the street from me, quarantining just like me, Jasmine Watson across the bay in Oakland, Laura Camerato up in Portland, Max Nordahl up over in Oakland, Ryan Quinney out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Mike Taylor way over in St. Augustine, Florida, Alex Turner over in Oakland, Sanders, I don't know where Sanders lives, but he requested a song, Justin from VX Gas Attack, Matt Badenhop, and Booz Ulray. Thanks so much for making some contributions for this show and providing all the songs you're hearing on this set that are all bummers. And we're going to continue the bummer train with Mr. Wrong off of their new LP. This song is called Holding for Healthcare.
This is the one.
You just heard Zounds with More Trouble, and More Trouble will be coming every day. Before that was UK Subs with Fall of the Empire. Before them was Hickey with the song California Redemption off of their 1995 LP. Before that was Lithics with the song When Will I Die. Before that was a classic by United Mutation. The song was called DC Screws the World. And starting off the set was Holding for Healthcare by Mr. Wrong. We're going to keep moving, and this next song is by Torso, and it's called Everyone is Sick.
Occurred to me that the tensions under which you are being driven may need some relief, and this relief is wholly within your reach. Recently, you may have been beset or troubled with anxious concern about one or several things. Now, your concern has, in all probability, seemed so great to you that you have felt like giving up.
Oh,
That was, of course, X-Ray Specs with Germ-Free Adolescence. Before that, we had Grouch from Asheville, North Carolina. That was from a tape from 2009 or so with their song World As Soon As Possible. Members of that band went on to be in Shorebirds and Creamy Electric Santa and Neon, among many, many others. That tape's awesome. It's the only thing they ever put out. Before that was Head Cleaners with Endemic Infection. Before that was Hospitals with the song Hazmat. And starting off the set was Everyone Is Sick by Torso. I'd like to thank you for joining us today for this trip through chaos. And I'd like to encourage everyone out there to take care of each other, take care of your friends from a distance, stay in, and just do everything you can so we can get past this and get on with figuring out what our new lives are past this point, and what we can do to overthrow everything and start anew. Thanks for joining us. Hope to see you next time. Please stay safe out there. I'm going to leave you with a double outro today. First is Yogurt with the song End of the World. And we're going to end the show with Flipper, Survivors of the Plague. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Curran.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.